Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our nation's truckers, the men and women out there going coast to coast, border to border with the 18-wheelers. And a special shout-out and our thoughts and prayers go out to the first responders, the families, and the victims down there in Surfside, Florida. There's a lot of activity going on right now on what's being referred to as the pile. There's some active probing where they think they may be finding some people, but it's in the works right now. It has been for about 2 hours. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our great website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and take advantage of some of the things we have there from MyPillow, Relief Factor, and Moss Nissan, where you save $500 just by telling the captain sent you. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
And as I played that, you and I were listening to the scanner. It's obvious, and they said they were, what we heard was they were actively, where they were probing, part of it was involved the second floor of the parking garage, that they were going in that way to try to access something.
Right. They're pretty limited on access points, unless they go in using some of the fire equipment booms and get them up to the upper floors if there's anything there. But, you know, obviously in gravity, things are going south. So this is a rough one. But you know what? They've pretty much got every expert there.
Right.
And they have, which is significant, they have engineers there that are working with them. So
yes,
the engineers are looking at the structure the way it is and say, this is what you need to shore up before you go this direction or that direction. So, they really are not making a move unless an engineer is approving something. So,
And there's more heavy equipment coming in today, too, I might add. Mm-hmm.
I mean, exceptionally dangerous work that's going on here.
Oh, boy. I believe me, I know. I know. Been there, done that. Okay. Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi have made it perfectly clear the bipartisan infrastructure bill is a bait and switch, so they continue to ramp through their agenda. And what I'm talking about here is, have you heard of H.R. 4?
Yeah. I wrote about all that, a long time ago now.
Months ago.
Mm-hmm. Months and months and months ago. But it is. You know, they went through all this infrastructure, and then all of a sudden here comes Biden and says, hey, I'm not signing anything until we do this and we do that. So, you know, Pelosi is she's been for quite some time trying to run not only the House but the Senate too, and as well as the White House. So I mean, this woman is just evil. I don't know any other way to put it.
Well, the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act is what we're talking about, H.R. 4. And this is an unconstitutional piece of legislation by anybody that's rendered an opinion on the other side of the aisle. It would give the federal government, ladies and gentlemen, veto power over any state election integrity law.
Which is really quite fascinating when you look at, you know, what happened on January the 6th, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Yep.
And now you've got the Department of Justice, after this evil woman has taken over the Civil Rights Division.
Oh, yeah. Going after Georgia.
They're suing Georgia. That's right.
Well, we'll see, because the governor there, the Secretary of State and the Attorney General have pretty much said, bring it on, we're ready.
All right.
So we'll see.
So it tells me that this Christian woman, she hasn't read the bill, and I'm pretty convinced that our Attorney General, Merrick Garland, hasn't read it either.
Correct. And even Stacey Abrams agreed that this was okay. She came out and supported it. So now you got her supporting this, then the government's going after it. I think they're going to get their butts handed to them this time.
Well, I watched the interview with the Georgia State Attorney General, and he's like, okay, well, let's do this.
Yep, bring it on.
Let's do this once and for all kind of thing.
Now, Kamala went to El Paso, and she can check the box now that she's politically safe because she's actually been to the border.
Yeah, okay.
What do you think she did? Did you see what she did to Steve Ducey?
I did, but, you know.
Or not, is it Steve? Peter Ducey, sorry. And Peter, yeah, she says, it's not my first trip. I've been to the border many times. Well, not as the vice president.
Yeah. I mean, it is.
Crazy, isn't it? All right, hold
that. It was such a stage the fair yesterday.
Hold that thought, because, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, you know, it's clear there's something wrong with Joe. His latest strangeness, undeniable. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
I think I will. And before we get back to Denise Simon, I want to tell you about our new friend, Tuggy the Patriot Pup, who's here on the program now. And if you think education of our youth is always critical, you are right. And we had a trust at one time in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Well, sadly, folks, that is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters get to learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. So we now welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written 3 great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Volume number 1 features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number 2, Tuggy falls in love with the during the War of 1812. In volume number 3, it features Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. It's American history at its best. So you can visit Tuggy, ThePatriotPup.com. That's Tuggy, ThePatriotPup.com, for your children and grandchildren. It's an absolute must for homeschoolers, too, in English and Spanish. And believe me, parents, when you get a chance to see this, you are going to wonder why you didn't do this sooner. American history is definitely something that our kids are not learning, and we might as well start them out at a young age. Just my opinion. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Good morning.
And you might get a chance to meet Tuggy.
Yay.
Yay. Because we're going to
We're going to have Tuggy down here in one of the places we're going to be at, and not too distant future. All right. Joe Biden. There's clearly something wrong with him with his latest strangeness and his whispering to the reporters at the microphone. And also the nonsense suggesting Latinx are all illegal and insulting the blacks with the comments he made about them not being smart enough to figure out how to register to vote, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What the hell? When are we going to do something about this?
The big question is, nobody has really answered, is how many people were not allowed to vote because they didn't have voter ID. And if it was three, which who are those three?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have something called provisional ballots. I mean, we have all these things. I mean,
right.
give me a break.
Yep.
I mean, they're making up facts.
Yep. Yeah, you can vote. You can vote even if you're not registered with a provisional ballot, and they stick it off to the side. And if you're not registered, then of course the ballot gets tossed out later on down the line. But that's the way it works, and that you actually have voted, even though your vote may not count.
Well, and there's lots of ballots that don't count or don't ever get there. I mean,
dead people.
Well, I mean, the sad part about the military is always counted last. They only go to the military if they need them. Well, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, you tell me. We'll both know.
No, I can't. Count them. Put them in there.
Now we just had this, and again, we talked about the audit, we talked about this lawsuit coming against Georgia by the federal government, but they just purged their rolls, and on their rolls, over 50,000 people were dead, and some of them had voted in the last two elections.
Well, that was a question I asked the other day.
Yeah.
In some of these audits, and especially when it came to what they determined in Georgia, purging these rolls is great and fair, and I'm loving that they're doing it. Now, mm-hmm. the audit is how many of the names voted. We haven't been able to get a full accounting of that one yet.
No, and this is not just Georgia where this has gone on either.
Correct. I mean, yeah. It's...
Yep.
You know, the Department of Justice always steps in and gets angry when people start purging their voter rolls.
Well, they do, but yet it's got to be done. You can't have people on the rolls that no longer are living, and there's too much room for too much corruption and graft, because you find out down the line when you actually do an audit and do a check that some of the people that were dead voted last year.
It's really hard to get the Pelosi and crowd to answer the questions that really need to be asked here. Why are we going through all this now? I mean, if H.R. 1 was such a great thing, why didn't we do H.R. 1 50 years ago?
Right.
You know, I mean, why do the feds have to take over, what is really a state responsibility?
By the way, it should be pointed out that there was a judge yesterday that allowed part of the Fulton County election lawsuit to proceed.
Right.
So we'll see what happens there, because that's also part of all of this.
Well, and interestingly enough, in H.R. 1, a lot of people don't know this, in SB 1, what's particularly interesting is that there's text in there about creating a panel in Washington, D.C. So based on a way, and I don't know who makes up this panel, but based on a way that, or based on a judgment from the bench on these cases, that these judges would have to go to Washington, D.C. and testify why they rendered the decision that they rendered.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Now Washington, D.C. wants to not only scrutinize all things voting, but now they want to scrutinize judges' decisions.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't surprise me, considering the political climate.
Only on voting.
Yeah.
Only on voting.
Okay, but that still doesn't surprise me, considering the political climate that we find ourselves in. And again, folks, if you think HB1 and SB1 were bad, we've got another one coming through, HR 4, which if it gets passed goes to the Senate, which is the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. And when that thing gets over there, it gives the federal government the ability to be able to veto election integrity just because they can do it.
Which was really the basis of some of the nonsense that went on inside the Capitol building on January the 6th.
You're right. You're right. By the way, we had the Afghani president here yesterday with the former Afghani president, Mr. Karzai, and they were at the White House speaking to Joe B. And again, I agree with you. There's more people that are starting to see it our way. Matter of fact, some people are saying it won't be 60 days, it'll be 30 days that Afghanistan, the government, will fall, and those guys will be grabbing their money and running the hell out of the country because their lives are all going to be hanging on a tree limb somewhere.
All you really have to do is take a look at a map and see what borders Afghanistan. That's all you have to do to see what's really at play here and who is advocating nefariously and secretively with the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
What Joe Biden said to Ashraf Ghani yesterday was ridiculous. And all of a sudden we dropped two ordinances from drones yesterday. Why do we do that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about a Moab again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would. I mean, they're taking over. They've got build up. And by the way, ISIS is back in the mix.
Well, they've been in the mix.
Yeah, but they're even more in the mix because they've been mentioned several times in Afghanistan. I thought they were over somewhere different, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Eric is chiming in and he says, with all these awesome ideas being perpetuated by the Democrats, it should make one wonder who really won the Cold War. When the wall fell, where did all the communists go? Well, let's see. Public policy and education.
No argument from me.
Nope, that's true. Look at the education system. And by the way, we got so many people out there touting socialism, they don't even know what they're talking about anymore.
No argument from me.
All right, well, I hope you have yourself a great weekend, and don't work too hard. And enjoy the weather. It's going to be another great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday morning.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great things that she does. You're going to love it. And, oh, by the way, don't forget, we're coming right back with a military and veterans news segment.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The family of George Floyd wants Congress to pass a package of police reform bills. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has already begun working on it. In Minneapolis, former officer Derek Chauvin, was sentenced after being convicted of murdering George Floyd earlier this year.
22 and a half years is not enough. We were served a life sentence. We can't get George back. Gianna can't hug George again.
George Floyd's nephew, Brandon Williams. Family attorney Ben Crump also spoke.
Real justice in America will be black men and black women and people of color will not have to fear being killed by the police just because the color of their skin.
Chauvin still faces federal charges of using excessive force and violating George Floyd's civil rights. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. We had Bo in this week, answered your questions. He called me up yesterday and said he had a couple of people that actually wanted to come over and take the tour of the facility. And he said he'd be happy to lead them around. So there you go. National Aviation Academy. Here's more about them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, one of them is in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. The other one is in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. But regardless of where they're at, you need to choose one of them and ask to take the tour. Now, you do that by giving them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080.
ask to take the tour, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. Now, to find out more, you can go online, NAA.edu, and you can get your questions answered over there, too, by doing it through the website. But the best way is to take the tour, find out what's there. You'll be able to talk to students, you'll be able to talk to teachers, and you'll be able to get yourself set up with the financial backing that you need to have. Now, post 9/11 veterans, more than likely, you're going to be covered 100%. Pre-9/11 veterans, there's going to be a percentage that's going to be paid, and then you finance the rest through your student loan package, which the civilians also get the advantage of, because they have a person in-house to do all that. Okay, the U.S. is going to keep about 650 troops, they say, in Afghanistan after the withdrawal. Now, roughly 650 U.S. troops are expected to remain in Afghanistan to provide security for diplomats after the main American military force completes its withdrawal, which is set to be largely done over the next couple of weeks. We'll see what happens. There's been a lot of activity in Afghanistan lately, and yesterday, you might have heard Denise and I talking about it, there was a drone that attacked a couple of targets yesterday. A drone. And by the way, Joe Biden did meet yesterday with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his former political foe, Abdullah Abdullah, plus Hamid Karzai was also present to discuss Washington's support for Afghanistan as the last U.S. troops pack up after 20 years of war and government forces struggle to repel the Taliban advances. And the general consensus by the people that I've talked to, the people Denise has talked to, is 60 days from the time we pull the last troops out, Afghanistan will fall to the Taliban. And we'll be right back where we were 20 years ago. And I believe that. Now, also, the authorized use of military force for Iraq is going to be voted on. Now, that's the one that the authorizations for Iraq back in 1991 and 2002 is going to be voted on by the Senate probably in mid-July. This comes from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, because they plan to take up the bipartisan measure to repeal the authorized use of military force. And we'll see how that works out. Also, indirect U.S. negotiations with Iran over reviving the 2015 nuclear deal cannot go on indefinitely without success. This said by a senior State Department representative. And the White House has not officially said how many individuals will be moved or will they be housed or where they will await a final decision, talking about the Afghan nationals that President Joe Biden came out and said, oh, yes, we're going to take care of our people that worked with us, the interpreters and the people that worked with the government and this, that, and the other. Okay. We'll see what he does and how he does it. He needs to do it quickly. And kudos to an Air Force AC-130 gunship crew that was recognized at Hurlbut Field, Florida, for saving the lives of 88 American and Afghan Special Forces members during a fierce battle in Afghanistan in September of 2019. Kudos to them. By the way, U.S.-made drones downed over Yemen weren't the military's, so says CENTCOM. The Houthis said they wrecked two U.S. drones over Yemen's contested Marib province. They weren't ours. Saudi Arabia might have some of their own. They might have bought some on the market, but they were not ours. And we keep hearing about this British warship that was in the Black Sea. And Russia trying to claim that the warship was operating in their waters illegally. And the British warship was conducting what's called a freedom of navigation exercise when it was harassed by Russian forces. Now, there are reports that the ship was fired on and warned away. The British are saying, no, it didn't happen. And then there was another report of an aircraft dropping a couple of bombs close by. And no, that's not true. So, somebody apparently is trying to flex their muscles with no muscle to flex. And I would believe the British on this one because they have the intel that they've released and said, nope, it didn't happen. Look, take a look. Okay, service branches differ in their engagement with anti-black extremism or anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. This will be released in an upcoming report by an internet research firm. Not sure what that has to do with the price of apples and applesauce, but I guess we'll find out. And despite unusual bipartisan support in Congress for the evacuation of the Afghan interpreters and others who helped the U.S., until yesterday when Joe Biden came out and officially said, we are going to get them out, the administration had no plan at all. And as far as I know, we still don't. Because we need to move them, like, now. Somewhere. And it looks like they're going to go to Qatar. By the way, the Pentagon has quietly demanded the resignation of 21 volunteer members of the Defense Advisory Committee on Women in the Services, a roster that includes 8 retired generals and admirals, who some of which were appointed by Donald Trump. They do not have to resign if they don't want to. And if I were them, I wouldn't. Now, about $213 million will be set aside to develop and build child development centers on military bases to help things out. Hopefully that'll be a good thing. And legislation has returned that would force the Legato networks to cover the cost of any GPS user harmed by potential interference related to the company's use of the L-band spectrum, both in government and in the private sector, which has reportedly been hacked into before. I'll bet you didn't know that one, did you? By the way, are you looking for a job? The government's hiring. A lot of positions government's got. A lot of positions. Now, Offutt Air Force Base, 55th Wing, is getting a historic new leader, Colonel Christian Thompson, a 2001 graduate of the Air Force Academy, who has flown 600 combat hours in Iraq and Afghanistan, will be the new commanding officer at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska. All righty, we're coming back. Final segment of the day. I'll tell you where I'm going to be today, amongst other things. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch will be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813.
Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters, and you'll hear him on many of these same stations Sunday night with a monster cast of Armed American Radio all across the country. So tune in, check your local stations for time and listening. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet with one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Was up there last week. I'll be up there again this week. It's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast. And oh, by the way, let's not forget also that we get customers all the way out to Arizona. Holy smokes, and that's actually happened. Now, it starts with Moss Care. It gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes, tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And don't forget, clean trade-in. You got a vehicle you want to sell, you want to see what it's worth, you'll be shocked to find out that the vehicle's worth about 20% more than it was a few months ago. I know, I found out with my own vehicle when I upgraded my ride and traded or something different. So Moss Nissan also happens to be the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program. Active duty military veterans, first responders, and all church pastors get a great deal on the vehicle. Now,
whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is their motto, and test drive the Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market right now. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, to the telephone line. First one up, I believe this is, or is it? Is this Todd in Tampa?
Yes, sir.
Boss. Okay, go ahead.
On the business, by the way, whether it's Mugs or Jugs or the White House, anybody who's getting a rally should be the captain speaking, and least by you learn more from me and the captain in 11 minutes than you will going to Harvard for 4 years.
It'll never happen, Todd. Dream on.
Well, it doesn't matter whether it's happening now. We're from 3 stations to 245. I don't know what the number is. I'm the only person in America.
217.
217.
Plus about 75 internet digital stations, but go ahead.
Exactly. And then you got 4 or 5 people listening at home, so the numbers are exponential. Okay, there's only one person in America that can take Rush Limbaugh's 50 million listeners and make them 100 million, and that would be me. Let's get down to business. The two most important things you could learn in your life that you will never learn at Harvard. Give the Lord Jesus Christ some, when we say Judeo-Christian values, okay? Salvation came to the Jews first and to the Gentiles through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give the Lord some of your money at your local church, number one. And number two, bow down and worship the Lord in private, and he'll reward you openly. You'll never learn that at 4 years of Harvard or 4 years at the Ivy League or 4 years at any other college, okay? Those are the two great, and help somebody else. Okay? Help somebody else. The ministry of helps is open for everybody. You don't have to have no pastor or no theological degree like I do to help somebody else. That's how Jesus does business, okay? Jesus is the greatest businessman that ever lived. He runs the whole universe and makes sure there's rain in Africa and over here and they bow down. That's why the United States is the greatest country in the world, because we worship the Lord Jesus Christ and call him our God.
Okay.
And there is no other. Blessed be the Lord. Let's stand up for our country, our cops, and our Lord and Savior, and don't do any bad deals like these numbnuts in the White House. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right, thank you very much, and that's Todd in Tampa. Now, by the way, today I'm going to be at the Two Guys Gun Show over at the Largo Event Center in Largo. You can stop by. The show today, doors open at 9. They're open till 5. They have a concealed carry class that will start at 2 p.m. if you want to get in on that. And I'll be there from 9 to 3 today. They're located at 6340 126th Avenue North on Largo. That's between Olmerton and Bay to Bay over there. Or, I'm sorry, Gulf to Bay, which is Roosevelt east of 19. So they're located right there on the west side. The Largo Event Center. So stop by and say howdy, howdy, howdy. All right, let me drift to the telephone line. I'm not sure, but I think this is Eric in Seminole. Is that you?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Excellent program this morning again. You just addressed in the previous segment the freedom of navigation.
Yep.
Operations that are going on. That goes on, you know, throughout the world, and all the navies of the world tend to attempt to exploit that, I want to say cover, if you will, but for the sake of argument, let's just call it, you know, exploit that cover or maneuver. I think people should remember, in my opinion, right now, we're in a more dangerous time, a more potential, as I say, tinderbox right now than we were during the Cold War. And here's my contention. I don't know if anybody will remember the Gulf of Sidra incident.
Yeah, I do.
January of 89, a flight of 2 Tomcats confronted a flight of 2 Libyan MiGs in the Gulf of Sidra, where the United States Navy was conducting freedom of navigation operations. Now, part of that, you know, navies of the world do have a right to sail in international waters and all that. Everybody understands that. But if people remember that time frame and how it affects today, during the freedom of navigation movement in the Gulf of Sidra, we shot down 2 guys. We shot down 2 MiGs. The Navy shot down 2 MiGs. and there's an incident of, you know, how should I say, an international incident. And what had happened is, anybody remember the Korean Airlines shot down over the Sakhalin Islands?
Yep.
In the Eastern Soviet Union, in the Bering Sea, Western Pacific over there. So that had happened. But there was also, do people remember, and this was in China, this was during President Bush's administration, the reconnaissance, Navy reconnaissance aircraft was flying in quote-unquote international mm-hmm. airspace, mm-hmm. and they rubbed wings with a Chinese MiG, which caused a failure of flight controls to one extent or the other, that caused our reconnaissance aircraft to have to land in Chinese-held territory.
Mm-hmm.
People can look to the South China Sea going on. There is, quote-unquote, freedom of navigation going on by both Chinese Navy and American Navy. And I want to say, I think the French are over there right now. Don't hold me to that last part. But here's the thing. We all remember, I don't know if people remember, Days of Thunder movie, Rubbin is racing.
Dale Earnhardt.
Right.
That was Tom
Cruise, yeah. And I forget the other actor's name. But great movie. But here's the point, I guess the summation, the point I'm trying to make. We're in dangerous times, and all it takes right now with all these hot spots is one errant round, a breakdown in communication, and it's game on. Now, what did the Russians fire on the Brits or vice versa? Only the tape will tell. The tale of the tape will tell what happened. But this is, everybody's making their move right now because we have a weak administration mm-hmm. in the United States right now.
Okay, got a minute.
Yeah, right. I'll end with that. We are weak. The world is flexing its muscles, and one errant round, one wrong move, and it's game on in a region, in a conflict in a region that we weren't expecting to have a conflict in a region. That includes Ukraine and Crimea right now. So I'll just leave it with that, sir, and I appreciate you letting me make my opinionated point and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, thanks, sir. And Roger that. Thanks,
good
sir,
luck to your boys, and congratulations on this latest accomplishment.
Yes, sir. He's a combat water survival instructor. Yes, sir. Anyway, right. Simplify, sir. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. And he's got a couple of young lads there, and one of them is a Marine, active Marine, and just went through some advanced training, and he'll probably have a chevron to go with his three stripes. So we'll see what happens there. That's coming pretty soon. And then he's got his other boy who also was in and got injured. Not in combat, but he had to come out, and he's still moving along doing something. I'm not sure what he's doing, but we'll find out eventually, I guess. But look, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch is all about we the people. It's all about you and me and everybody else that's out there. It's never been about me. It never will be about me, and I'm not going to make it about me. So I'm the captain. I talk about America. I talk about American issues. I talk about things related to God, honor, country, our first responders who, by the way, I just can't tell you. I know what you're feeling down there in Surfside. I've been through it so many times it's not funny. Before the World Trade Center, I might add, because I've been through collapses from fires, from hurricanes, from snowstorms, you name it, where buildings have collapsed and we've had to go in to try to get people out. This is not my first rodeo. So I know a lot about this stuff firsthand through the fire service and as a fire training instructor and as a planning officer who did a lot of this stuff. When we get to the scene, I was also a safety officer a lot of times where they would bring me up and I would determine whether or not it was safe for the firefighters to enter or what the deal would have to be, what we'd have to do. But we always did the same thing, brought in the engineers. So anyway, today, catch me over at the Largo Event Center in Largo, 126th Avenue North, 6340 is the number. Look forward to seeing you there. I'll be there from 9 to 3. Got a bunch of free stuff to hand out again. Stop by, say howdy, howdy, and check the place out. I'll see you all Monday morning.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.